Welcome. Today, let's talk about the relationship you have with life. Some of you have heard me talk about my friend Josh. He's my age, he has kids my kid's age, and Josh has stage 4 cancer. So I went and visited him yesterday in Tucson. Before his diagnosis, not quite a year ago, Josh was working hard as a psychologist at the VA. He did not have a lot of free time. He went to work each day like so many of us. But when he was given this diagnosis, which gave him a few months to a few years to live, he stopped working and he started living. And yesterday I drove a couple hours from Phoenix to Tucson, met up with Josh. We had the most delicious lunch. We talked about the death of Kobe Bryant and how Josh feels fortunate that he has time to be with his family. Should he die, he can say goodbye. Kobe did not get to do that. And then we went on the most beautiful hike overlooking a stunning view of the desert. Tucson is real desert, really pretty. And on this hike, I just started to prod. I wanted to know what Josh is thinking, if he's scared, how has he changed in the year since the diagnosis. And he said something I found so profound. He's gotten really into writing poetry. Constantly, he's writing poetry. He said his life force flows through his writing. He has to cohabitate with the cancer, and if he runs out of room in his body, the cancer is going to take over and he's in trouble. But if he keeps creating space through flow, maybe he can find a way to cohabitate or even expel the cancer. He said the cancer has afforded him time and space because in his old job, he experienced very little time and space, very little flow. And now he's perceiving life not as money or career or anything concrete or material. Rather, he's perceiving life as a force and how much it's flowing. When the life force stops flowing, causes a lot of problems. I think for everyone, there are ways in which we are expressive of this force and passion within us. And there are ways in which things get stuck. We're not sure how to express what is the outlet. If you can't find the outlet, the life force gets stuck. Call it cancer, call it anxiety, call it feeling trapped in your own body. We've all been there. For Josh, that outlet has been poetry. And he said cancer showed him the way. It blazed a trail. And he shared a line from his poetry that really stuck with me. Quote, "The space beyond the noise wields an infinite weight, like wind or a wave." Weight is spelled W-E-I-G-H-T, an infinite weight. And Josh was alluding to the mystery of what, if anything, exists beyond life. It was intense to sit there on that foothill overlooking the desert valley, filled with cacti, blazing Arizona sunshine, and just watch someone so young contemplate life and death. Just so much different from the things people usually contemplate. Should I stay in this relationship or should I break up? Do I like where I'm living or should I move? Do I want to take on this other business opportunity or should I just keep it simple? I mean, Josh's thoughts are, will I get to see my kids grow up or will they only know me through my poetry and some photos lying around the house? That's what you call the infinite weight. Josh said he's learning how to be comfortable in the spaces we can't see. That's a really important skill, something we practice in meditation, because there comes a time in life where you too have to be comfortable in those spaces. Sitting with someone who's going through what Josh is going through, or facing your own uncertainty. And Josh said he's getting all sorts of reactions from people. Some pity him, some avoid him, some smother him. I felt like meditation taught me how to just sit with him. It was one of the most profound experiences I've had to just sit and feel the infinite weight, to sit in a space we cannot see. Rumi said, "You who are not naked yet, you can go back to sleep." If Josh lives, it's amazing. He's the 1%, and we are praying for him, and hopefully, maybe he will live. But if he dies, his body will deteriorate. He used that word many times yesterday. He will be increasingly naked of flesh and bone. And seeing him now compared to who he was before, he is totally awake. I don't know how to make sense of that, but it's something to meditate on. So take a moment to get a little more comfortable. And today, let's trust that if you release your burdens and release your worries and release your need to know for sure, that you too can awaken. Just ask for it. Wake me up. In any way you know you're half asleep, overly distracted, not totally living, wake me up. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, wake me up. Wake me up. If your attention wandered, wake me up. Wake me up. Coming back to the moment. Yesterday, Josh reminded me, and I hope to pass it on to you. Your relationship to life is something deeper than money or career, anything concrete or material. To perceive life as a force and how much it's flowing. When the force stops flowing, it causes a lot of problems. I think for everyone, there are ways in which we are very expressive of this force and passion within us. And there are ways in which things get stuck and we're not sure how to express it. And what I'm learning from Josh, when you don't know, when things are uncertain, learn to sit in the spaces you can't see. Let what is not real dissolve, fade away. Wake me up. In any way you know you are half asleep, overly distracted, not totally living, wake me up. See you tomorrow. Peace.